G'day, everyone. Thank you for downloading today's podcast. It's a Friday.
Here it is.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
It is Friday, which means we get to do this. Getting to
know you. This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, let's just admit it. Press conferences are boring. This week, I learnt not always.
Over in America, there's a tennis centre that was opening up in a part of New York.
She's explaining how to socially distance from your opponent in tennis.
Yes.
Pretty tricky.
Yes.
No net play, obviously.
It's That's all gone. To do with the tennis balls.
Right.
Oh. You always forget about the balls, don't you?
Well, she didn't.
Now, this was just too good to be true.
Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own balls so that you don't touch other people's balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. I'm going to blush, sorry. If you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those balls. To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out, to put an X or put someone's initials on them.
Whoa, that, excuse me, that says MA. Get your hands off them, Abby.
You're allowed to kick someone's balls away, but you're not allowed to touch them with your hands.
Hey, Abby, are you holding my balls or your husband's balls? Oh, they're Stav's balls. You're not allowed to touch those balls.
At this point.
What about in golf? When you get a hole in one, generally you will kiss the ball.
Well, it's your own balls. But if you can kiss your own balls,
why are we not playing golf?
One large taco and a wedding, please.
Now, a few weeks ago, our listeners, Rowan and Emma, they called with some terrible news. Their wedding had to be cancelled due to the coronavirus.
Large gatherings for weddings, sadly, won't be possible.
My partner and I are finally getting married through the drive-through marriage place in Brisbane due to the COVID virus.
You're a celebrant, Abby.
Abby, are you really?
Yeah, Abby's a celebrant.
Can we borrow you of your services?
When were you thinking?
Well, let's keep in contact and let's do this.
Emma, congratulations. You're getting married in a Zambrero Grabber through, baby! And just as things were looking up, the day before their second attempt at getting wedded, illness struck them.
She come down really sick.
Emma, our beautiful bride-to-be.
Do you have coronavirus or did you have gastro?
I had gastro, unfortunately.
What else could possibly go wrong? I learnt on attempt three, well, a lot more.
What happened this morning?
Our dog gave birth to her first puppy, and now she's on the way to the veterinary hospital to get a cesarean.
And so Emma was like, no way are we calling off this wedding again.
We just have to get this done.
We've got
to
rush it.
All right, let's do it.
After corona, gastro, and a dog in labour, finally, they drove down the aisle or the drive through to get married. Welcome to Zambrero's drive through. May I take your order, please?
Can I have two quesadillas? Can I have a bride with that?
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
But like every good wedding, I learnt always use professionals, never a friend to save a bit of cash.
DJ suck.
Right, everyone, don't come up to the dance floor just a little too early. We're going to get the wonderful new couple up here for their very first dance.
Worst DJ
I've ever come across.
It was not the DJ. It was the DJ's equipment.
That's the DJ.
DJ blames their equipment, mate.
Raise your glasses to Mr. and Mrs. Doherty. I don't know why it's playing. Just give me 1 second. Technical difficulties.
Just press the button.
We have a dodgy iPhone call, guys. I'm so sorry. Hang on.
If you invoice for that, shame on you. Shame on you.
You're never going to get another gig.
I did not set my gear up.
Well, that's even worse.
Because.
What sort of DJ is this?
Outsourcing?
Yes. Isn't it always fun to catch up with our buddy guy, Sebastian?
Good morning, guys.
He called through to chat The Voice this week, and we had to ask him about the sus social post from a few months ago.
How are you guys doing through these COVID times?
Like you, we also got on TikTok.
But we weren't in Wuhan before it all broke out.
Hey.
That was bad timing for you, mate, wasn't it?
I was there like November 10 or something. Yeah, I was doing like festivals. So we headed to Wuhan first, and then it was a terrible post, really, when you look at it in hindsight, because I was going on about how I ate some interesting things while I was in the city. And literally right then was when patient zero hit.
I learned it wasn't just a close call for him, but for us too.
So you got back off a plane, and then didn't you do a thing for us after that?
Yeah, that was right after, so, you know. Exactly. Well, we've all got antibodies, just think of it that way.
I also learnt that his experience has inspired some new song lyrics.
One of the recurring themes was, God, first he goes and takes the crown from Shannon and then he starts coronavirus. Oh.
Yeah, it says, now we all have battle scars stuck in isolation because someone ate a bat in Wuhan wet markets. Battle scars.
Oh, and I nearly forgot. Guy told us about a bit of a tiff he was having with Kelly Rowland. She called through to the show this week and we asked her side of the story too.
What's up, it's Kelly Rowland.
Guy Sebastian said that there was an argument between one of the girls on the show, so either yourself or Delta, and that you haven't had a chance to work it out face-to-face because you had to social distance. Is that with you or Delta?
It's with you. He's with you.
Oh, God. That's very interesting. I can't believe he brought that up to everyone. Okay.
He's getting in more trouble.
So we knew it. Okay.
He didn't give us full details.
He didn't give us full details. He said that he wants to see you in person. So I don't know what happened.
Well, then, you know what? We're two adults. We'll see each other in person and we'll talk. Mm-hmm. It's such healthy competition. It makes you that competitive to the point to where, like, you thought, I'm side-eyeing, like, Guy Sebastian, who has the nicest smile.
I'll be honest, when you said side-eyeing, I thought you said cyaniding. I thought you were poisoning his water for a second there.
No, I would never.
That's what I've learned this week, and you can catch up on everything again. Our podcast is online, and our Facebook page has all the videos.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Can you make your hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
Sorry, speaking of TikTok, I did ask for something for my birthday.
I knew this was going to come up. I remember that we forgot after.
We haven't finished our practice yet.
No, we're trying.
We haven't even started your practice. Yeah. I know you guys. I said that I want a TikTok video for my birthday. You asked me what I want, and I wanted you guys to do the dance.
And next year, you will get your TikTok.
Because it's going to be just as big then.
Now, we'll do it. Hand on heart, we did forget, but we will get it done for you when I'm back in the studio.
Okay.
Is it okay?
Yep.
Good enough?
13:10:60 though is first call's time. Anything you want to talk about, you can. Lauren in Newstead, what do you want to say?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I heard Maddie's new show of the week. Have you watched the Jeffrey Epstein documentary yet? It's crazy.
No, I haven't. I've slackened off on my TV watching. What's that on?
It needs to be the new... Well, it's not as crazy as Tiger King, but it's definitely up there.
Is it on Netflix?
It is on Netflix. It just got released. It definitely needs to be a new must-watch of the week to be reviewed. It's pretty.
I feel like
it's
that
crazy.
Very soon to get it out.
Yeah.
Does it? How far does it go back, Lauren? Does it talk about his mistress?
It goes all the way back about how he made his money. He's kind of like this great Gatsby figure. No one knows how he became a billionaire.
Yeah,
but
it's weird. Yeah,
it's a really crazy story about how. If you have that much money, you can get away with anything. It's got some crazy twists and turns. It needs to be a new must-watch of the week for sure.
There was rumours, I don't know if they did it, that he got his money from bribery. Like, he would have hooked up very rich people with these girls and had photos and then maybe said, I won't show you if you pay. Did they go into that at all?
Yeah, they definitely did. And I think one of the head CEOs, he actually stole $46 million from, but he never pressed charges. So it kind of makes you wonder what he had on all these people.
Right. See, and in it as well, you're probably just going to do the review for us here. We don't need to worry about it. Do they cover off his death because that he committed suicide in prison, but there was, you know, all the conspiracies around he had information on powerful people. Do they go into that?
They definitely touched on it, especially because the prison had, you know, someone like El Chapo and had terrorists in it, and then they had Jeffrey, who that night, none of the video cameras were working, all the staff were asleep, and it kind of went down, so they were a bit suspicious on that.
Isn't his lawyer came out and said that he was actually happy before it happened? Like saying he didn't expect him to do it because he was happy because apparently he was about to release information that would clear him.
No, they were definitely suspicious on it given the other people that prison had held. But just the money he had, his island in the Virgin Islands, it was a pretty crazy story. Definitely something everyone needs to watch.
Lauren, I feel like we don't have to now.
Yeah, no.
She sold it well. That's good. Thanks so much, Lauren. Appreciate that.
Tara in Stafford, what do you want to talk about in first course?
Well, I'm a really proud dog mum, which is a little embarrassing because my dog is a model in the latest Porgus campaign for Guide Dogs Australia.
Oh,
and
gorgeous.
It's so cute.
What sort of dog?
A little mini dachshund.
No.
Oh, beautiful.
And his name's Wilson, so it's just the best.
Do you dress him?
Can I admit to that? Well, I don't know.
It's often, sausage dogs often have their coats.
He has a little sweater with stripes on it.
Even you're ashamed. I love it.
Yeah.
This is where you've got to ask the question, though. Does your dog have their own little doggy closet where you keep all of its outfits?
I'm just going to say that he does have multiple choices.
Is he the one? I've just gone to their Facebook page. Is he the one with the big floppy ears running down the sidewalk? Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh,
he is. Not the cutest?
He is
Yeah, it's cute.
Have you seen, shoes for dogs? I went bushwalking. No, I'm serious. I went bushwalking and there was some really serious bushwalkers and they had three big dogs and one of their dogs had shoes on, but they looked like they had proper shoes as if it was like bushwalking shoes.
So I always think of it as they need to, so they've technically to them, they've got two gloves and two shoes, you know, us as humans, but They've got paws and feet.
They're not their own.
I think we've misunderstood dogs for all this time.
You reckon they stand up when we're not around?
Yeah.
Yeah, completely.
Ove.
Emily, Barton, save us. What are you going to talk about?
Hang on. I'm just calling. You guys watching Normal People on Stan?
My wife, she loves it. Says it's amazing.
Yeah, I'm reading the book. It's honestly one of the best reads. Last night I saw on Facebook, so the main character, Connell, he's quite sexy. He wears a silver chain and he's actually, the actor's auctioning it off through a charity in Ireland.
Oh.
I would do anything to get my hands on that.
Calm down there,
trying to do a GoFundMe page for it. Is that the guy with the beard? Because your wife posted about someone who's
sexy.
No,
that was the guy from White Lies. She's in love with. She's calling him husband number two.
Husband number one?
The guy across the road, John. I lost her in a pool match to the guy across the road. That's in the story for another time. This is the Irish guy that we were talking about in the meeting. We're trying to get an interview with him.
You should definitely set that up.
Well, why don't we say Emily wants to do a bid on the chain?
Yeah.
You should. I'm from Ireland, so I feel like it's meant to be as well. Yeah,
if we get Emily, like we should get Emily to ask a few questions.
Yeah, right, I'm down.
Yeah, I know you are, Em. I know exactly what you're down for, too.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Oh, the mighty, mighty Bronx last night. Mm-hmm. They ran out onto the pitch there at Suncorp Stadium. I watched it till about 61 minutes in.
Yeah.
And then I was like, my glass of red wine is finished. It's that sad. The score is not as great, so I'm going to toddle off to bed now.
Mm, like any true fan.
It's just a practice game, right?
Yeah. I'm worse during State of Origin, but I get real hissy during the games, you know? And my wife's always yelling out from the other end of the house, swearing.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny when you do it, but when I watch the Lions,
you can't help it, can you?
Yeah, because you love the team so much, you want them to do well. And then I yell at them, and then after I'm like, oh, I feel bad for you guys too. You're there with them. But what is interesting about it is the fact that there is no crowds there, and they are doing atmosphere, I guess, sound effects?
Yeah, crowd ambiance.
And our audio guru here, Age, also does the music at Suncorp.
Mm-hmm.
Normally he does it when there are crowds there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on the phone with us because socially distancing, he's not allowed into the studio. Now, buddy, what was it like last night being in the stadium during the game and no crowd there?
It was incredibly weird to start with. Like I guess I have been in the stadium, you know, with no one in it before, but never when the game has been running, you know. So to actually go in and to know that there wasn't going to be this sort of influx of people and this kind of just general build of energy that you usually get pre-match was so weird. And particularly, like, coming through the bottom gates and all security had masks on and we had to sign a big information sheet and they took our temperature. And so they were taking every precaution. So going in, I was like, oh, it's just going to be like a regular game. It'll be fine. I'll just do my job. It'll be fine. Mm. And then just like going through that sort of security and getting the health checks, and then everything was like different lifts weren't able to be used and stuff. And I was just like, ended up being, by the time I got to my little station there to do the music, I was like, oh, this is actually quite, you know, like the butterflies were running, and it was definitely quite an awkward experience, that's for sure.
Now, you normally play like a different snippet for each person that gets a tribe, but the one thing we're noticing that is there was ambience music, like crowd music. Did you have to play that?
So I was playing just music like we normally would. So during the game, if there's a break of play or if the Broncos score a try, I'm usually playing the music. Or when they run out, I play the Let's Go Broncos track and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
so I still did all of that like normal, but I was not playing any crowd ambience through the stadium at all. So the stadium was still dead quiet.
Right.
I texted you and I said, is that you? Did you take some of our crowd sound effects from our on-air system at work? And is that you playing them?
Well, you and 300,000 other friends of mine who were watching the broadcast were texting me the same thing. So it was just, they're like, are you playing crowd sound effects? I was like, I'm not doing it. So it was obviously coming from the TV broadcast, yeah.
I've got some of it here. Let's have a listen. So this is Eels crowd noise. So I'm assuming this is a big moment in the game for the Eels, and it's meant to be their fans getting excited. Here we go.
Moses now. Straight and hard goes near. Corey from the line! He's there! First block for the Eels!
Yeah, we are. There was downward pressure. Fingers still on the ball.
The crowd's loving it.
That's a good crowd.
I think it works. I enjoyed it. It added, because I'd seen some games prior, just before. Remember when at lockdown they played a couple without any, and it was weird. It was like you were watching a training match or something.
Yeah.
But this was
you know how we've got like backup music, and then sometimes we don't realise it's finished. Imagine if they didn't have it long enough for the crowd.
Everyone just left. Everyone just left.
And it's just as he crosses the line, so it's all cheering as he runs 100 metres, and then as he puts the ball down, they all go.
Yeah, that would be awkward. Hey, Age, you said that you had to take your temperature when you went in, and I sent a text to Maddie because I was like, oh my God, it might have even been called off, because I think it was Brody Croft apparently didn't pass his temperature, like it was too high.
Yeah, he was 37.2 degrees when he rocked up for their temperature test, and so they were like, "Ooh, that's a bit hot." So obviously they did it again, and he was passed to play. But it's that definitely would be. game's off. No more halfback.
He said he was wearing a jumper and he just had a coffee.
And he did that thing when you want to get out of school and you rub your cheeks really all warm and you hold the thermometer up to it. Yeah, probably.
What temperature do they kick you out? Like even in shops and that, when they check your temperature, what's a fail on a temperature test?
I think it'd be anything over 38, wouldn't it?
No, I think it's 37.5. I think. Well, I went to the specialist. I had to take my son to an ear, nose and throat specialist, and at the front they take your temperature. So it's like everywhere you go, it's like this little gun that you've got to take. And I had just run up five flight of stairs. I was trying to be
run
fit.
Or walk?
No, I ran because I had a competition with my son, because you know everything's competition. I got there. I went, no, can you just wait? We just ran because you don't want to.
Hang on, we just ran up the stairs.
She's like, you're fine anyway, but I started to panic. But they do it when you go, if you go and get like a facial now, they'll take it at the front.
So
and even if you go into a makeup store, they'll take it. Have you guys not had it?
No, I haven't had it. They haven't done it to me.
I'd love to know, 131060, if you're listening at the moment and you've been denied access somewhere because you failed the temperature test.
Have you been too hot to go into a shop?
Yes. Because how awkward to be like, you know, standing, you're automatically, everyone will look at you like you're a leper in the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, they record it when you go to a beautician. They write it down what temperature you were,
Really? Right.
And whether you've got the COVID app as well. They can't force you, but they can just tick it.
131060, phones are open. Have you been denied access? Were you too hot to go in the shop? We'll get you on next to Hit 105.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Hot or not?
If you've been too hot to get into a shop, we're talking about the Broncos game last night. Not about the score, but we're talking about Brody Croft, who was he failed two temperature tests, and you were asking Matty what it was over. He was you got to be under 37.2. And he was over.
Okay.
So then for the third test, he spent 15 minutes in a room don't know if there was an aircon on.
With the aircon cranked up.
Yeah, in the freezer. And then he passed it, but he was saying that he was wearing a thick jumper on the way to the ground.
So when do you, and I should know this because I've checked my kids' temperatures before, at what point do you start to stress about them having a temperature? Is it 38?
Yeah, that's a high temperature. For now, I don't think you should let them go to school if it's over 37.2. Well, that's what the NRL... Tell them they're footy players. Yeah.
But normal times, if it was 38, then you'd start to go, okay, something needs to be Kool-Aid. Kate, in the switch, have you been too hot to get into a shop?
Yeah, I suffer from chronic ear infections, and I had an ear infection, and I went to the pharmacy to get some Panadol. Because I had temperatures due to my ear infection and I couldn't even get in to get Panadol.
There's a pickle.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So would they bring it out to you and serve you that way? What do they do?
They sent me home and told me to send someone else in, which I didn't have anyone to go in.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Imagine that. You'd be like a teenager out the front of a bottle shop. Can you go in and get me some paracetamol? I swear it's
I swear that's what it is. That's not urgent. I was going to say, you can get it online shopping, Woolies and Coles, but that's not instant.
She's already made the trek there. You know what it's like. You've left the house. You're not feeling good.
I'll just throw you the money and you just throw it out the store. Matthew.
Matty.
Hey, Matt.
Hello.
Hey, you've been too hot for a shop?
Yeah, I wouldn't say too hot, but I got kicked out of administration because I had a cough.
They kicked you out for coughing?
Yeah, well, I was dropping off a whole truckload of goods and I walked into the administration to process it for paperwork and I had a little bit of a cough when I walked in the front door and me and the lady had looked at each other and a bit of a giggle and I started walking up to the desk and I coughed again and she said, sorry, you can't come in here.
All right, well, hang on. Before you go any further, I'm going to kill the music. Show me, give us the amount of cough. Like, do the cough that you did in there.
I wouldn't even...
Can you recreate the cough?
He doesn't have the cough anymore. The COVID's gone.
Like, was it a...
No more COVID.
Was it just like a one...
It was just like a one-time little thing, like just something, you know, just like a little thing in my throat, and I just sort of coughed it up, and then... wasn't even like a phlegmy sick cough or anything.
Well, it's a dry cough you got to look out for.
Is it? That's not the music.
Yeah, but when I clear my throat, I cough.
Yeah, but you cough all the time.
Coughers. We get that, mate, but it's just a scary time. You can't cough around people.
I'm just saying. Don't ridicule us minorities of people. We've been coughing since before coughing was a thing.
I know you have, mate, but
great. Good for you.
Can't do it around.
You know, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. It just takes one bad cougher to ruin it for all
That's
of
right.
you.
That's right. I'm the original cougher, you know?
Original cougher.
James in Redcliffe, buddy. We're asking if you've been too hot to get in the shop. They've temperature checked you and they wouldn't let you in.
Well, they let me in. I was going to the chemist yesterday to get my flu shot. And I was just running late and scalded a coffee and everything to get there. We got there, my partner went in, she was scanned. You know, there was a guy in front of us who got scanned and he was fine. And then they scanned me and the machine's going, error. And then they did it again and it's just error. So they called another staff member over and she did it and same thing. So they went and got another machine. And still error. But I got my flu shot. I don't know.
No one could take your temperature.
I don't know what happened.
Either too cold or too hot.
Right.
This, the machine twice.
When you look in a mirror, can you see yourself back, Jack?
Oh, no, zombies. It's happened.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
The world's greatest troll.
Not all trolls are bad.
Troll.
I'm not trolling you.
You're trolling for him.
No, I'm not. I only do positive stuff. Unless I'm really angry.
It's a version of trolling Maddie. Don't be positive. He doesn't like that.
An absolute use of mistrust here.
No.
I can't believe.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky that I'm surrounded by people that pay for things. Like my dad pays for our Netflix and he gave a login to all of his kids. So we don't play for Netflix, right? And then Stav has given me his Disney Plus. So I use that. And so
you're a sponge, you're a scuzz.
I have never asked for it. Everyone's just offered. You offered, right?
I completely offered.
And you offered as well, Manny, because you pay for the login for the Courier Mail. Because I don't like it. I love reading my news, but I hate it when you've reached your limit.
Yeah.
You can't log in.
And that's the thing. all the ones that I like to read are the ones you've got to pay for.
Fiber only, yeah.
Because it's not real stories. Like, the ones that are important to people are the free ones. It's the weird one about how the guy got the worm in his bottom. I'm like, well, I need to know about that. Pay now, so I log in.
And then you like to comment on them. Because I'm logged in on yours.
I have never commented.
Oh, I thought you did comment.
No, he reads the comments. He doesn't comment on them.
Imagine if you've ever read yourself then. Because I've got your login and I've started doing in the know. You know how they do the news have got the quizzes at the moment?
Yeah.
But it's really weird because when I go to do it, I forget that I've got Maddie's login.
Right.
And it goes, welcome back, Matthew, to do the quiz.
And you forget.
And I forget. And I was like, well, oh, yeah, that's right. So then I do the quizzes as him. And then sometimes it's like, oh, I'm not very good, Matthew. I'm like, yeah, Matthew, left your game.
Stupid.
Yeah.
That I don't have a problem with.
Oh,
that's fine.
The comments.
I don't care if I'm dumb. I got the 23 was my OP, 25 is the worst.
Well, I would never comment if my name came up because that would be embarrassing.
But you would if mine did.
Yeah.
So does it come up Matthew Acton?
No, just Matthew.
Oh, that's okay. I've got a bit of anonymity there.
Yeah.
It's your have you said?
Sometimes I'll comment if like it's a gossip story and then people will, you know, say it's not very newsworthy. I'll go, oh, slow news day. I've done that a couple of times.
Oh, no, I hate those people. I hate them. Come in, courier mail. Haven't you got better things to report?
And then if people say that, I'll write back saying, yeah, but you still read the full article, didn't you?
People probably think I'm a 72-year-old man sitting at home just complaining.
I once went to comment on a story of us.
Oh.
And I thought, nah.
No.
Was it going to be positive or negative?
What mood were you in?
I know, I was just going to do the standard one. Do people still listen to radio today?
Don't care. I haven't listened to these guys since forever. Alpha Bucks is okay.
Breakfast radio is crap.
I can't understand how people get a bit of a high posting as other people. Like, I wouldn't say anything really negative because I can't do it because I think people read it. But it's just that small insight into those idiots online who like to post to get a reaction but never give any of their details. You know, you never got a Facebook photo of them and some of them write the most horrid things.
Do you know what it might start affecting though, Maddie? Won't it be registering you as commenting on these certain articles so all your advertising on Facebook is going to change?
Oh, does it work that way, does it?
Of course that's how it works.
Curates it?
Yes, of course it does.
Oh. Well, that means stuff that I search you're also getting. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I've bought some lovely lingerie of late. It's been good.
Doesn't cover my bits as much, but
that's what I like
about it.
And I must be getting yours.
What have you been getting advertised? You're getting
all sorts of sexy stuff like lawn control.
So imagine this.
Grass growing implements.
My login probably thinks that I'm bipolar.
Yeah.
Because you get on there and you're clicking on all the stuff you're interested in.
I see what you mean.
I get on, click on the stuff I'm interested in, and it goes, God, this person, in the space of 30 minutes, just jumps from one personality to the next.
Going to start sending you transgender stuff. If you want to.
I don't think I'd be able to tell what gender we are.
No.
Maddie,
because he's looking at all the garden stuff, you're looking at all the VR. It's very confused.
I'm paying $20 a month for that. You've got the login too. Haven't you, Steph? I've given you the password.
Nah, you don't want that. Hey, there's a new Batman comic coming out next week.
Yeah, that would be warning signs.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
The Ecca cancelled for only the third time in 144 years. The Royal Show was cancelled during World War II. Before that, during another deadly pandemic, the Spanish flu in 1919.
It's weird, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No, Ecca this year, it's always been a time marker in the year for our show, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, Ecca time.
Yeah, we always do talk about what we're going to eat.
Turkey leg.
Oh, that's right. We ate everything, didn't we? Is that what we did last year? We went right around the Ecca, all the food stalls.
Wasn't even a thing we were doing for the show.
It was just for us.
We were just
that was
hungry.
Back when we had a budget. Remember that?
Yes,
we had a food budget.
Yeah. But this is pretty amazing. The Dagwood Dog Guy. The Dagwood Dog Guy is a stand at the Ecca, and they go right around Australia going to all the shows, right? This is their time to make their money for the year. Mm. He's from Jimboomba, Jesse, the guy who runs it and owns it. And he's set up at Doolandella at the moment on Blunder Road. Stav, you would have driven past it when you went down to TK Maxx the other day.
On the way back from our drive-through wedding, I saw it, yeah.
So you managed to drive past it, but Maddie went...
and stopped.
I did buy myself two bags of fairy floss. Jesse's on with us this morning, mate. The amount of people lined up there was just incredible.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, mate. How are you feeling? Are you overwhelmed by the response?
It's really been fantastic response we've had from the community. We had no idea that people loved Agridog so much and they're willing to come out and support a, you know, a small business that's just trying to stay afloat.
Oh, that's so good. Jesse, how I guess you understand the restrictions we know with everything that's going on and we understand everything needs to shut down, but how, I guess, scared were you for your business?
Well, when we first, you know, got closed down, we had no idea. We thought, you know, a month or two, and then we're now at the point all year, every event we're doing is cancelled. Yeah. So there's no light at the end of the tunnel for us. This is all we've got at the moment, and it's been fantastic to go and do a day's work and just put food on the table for the kids.
Yeah. So I imagine because it's not the volume of people that would be at a show, but are you as busy as you would be certain days? Do you have, like, peaks where you are busy?
Yeah, from lunchtime right through to dinner. It's been people there all day supporting us. Great. You know, it's unbelievable. Yeah. It's really, you know, it's heartwarming. It's, you know, we've had ladies come up and just donate money to us to say, good on you guys, thanks for having a go, and, you know, this is great, fantastic, wishes are here all the time.
Yeah, right.
And I was one of those people who said, have you got any toffee apples in there?
Oh, you could
have
had everything.
Yeah, yeah. People have been asking you for strawberry sundaes as well. Is that right?
We had a few people look for strawberry sundaes, but, you know, they're only at the Ecker. Yeah. The Ecker will be back on soon and they can get them there, hopefully.
I guess, too, the thing is once you've, you know, because it's only a finite amount of people in that area, but once you've sort of it starts to slow there, is it quite movable? You could just drive it to another suburb and do it again?
We're a licensed food business, so, you know, we've got wheels, so we can travel, you know, we can take it the other side of Brisbane, anywhere, you know, there's a bit of a market for it, I find, so we've got a page, you know, the Dagwood Dog Guy.
Oh, yeah.
They're calling me the Dagwood Dog Guy, so... Why not? It works.
Yeah. You hear the music and kids are running down the street for the Dagwood show.
Exactly.
That's Jesse, awesome.
Yeah, you said you have kids. Is it ever, like, frowned upon if you've been working for a long day? Do you just take home the Dagwood dogs and fairy floss for dinner?
Sometimes after a long day, you know, a Dagwood dog does hit the spot.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you got plenty of sauce on it, but...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you do if someone says to you no sauce, do you just refuse them service?
Well, it's not no sauce. It's when they ask for barbecue or mustard, you know, you sure? It's not the same. Okay, you know, at your own risk. It's like at your own risk if you want mustard.
Well, check you guys out. You've got the truck set up there. You're going to be open all this weekend as well if people want to go and check it out. Is that right?
All this weekend and all next weekend as well. Right through to the next week.
Fantastic.
All right. Good stuff. Go and check them out. Blunder Road, if you're sad about the Ecker, which most of us are here in Brisbane, you can still get your lips around a Dagwood dog.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Hey, we're going to play Alpha Bucks, the Lucky Dip Edition Monday. If you get on, you're guaranteed to win your letter if you're in practice for glory.
Hey, well done.
Hey.
Stab Abby and Matt's Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
Yeah, we're playing the Lucky Dip Edition. Money's a little tight everywhere at the moment, so our budgets have been pulled from us. But we have great prizes to give away. If you do get the 10 out of 10, though, when our money comes back in the new fin year, as they like to say in the biz, you get to play $10,000 then.
Jess and Logan home. You're up today. Morning, Jess.
How are you going?
Yep, we're good. Are you nervous?
Very.
Don't be nervous. You've already got four clues in your kit bag. And you know, the big thing is if you get 10 out of 10, yes, you get to come back and play for the cash. Now, you know your letter is R for reward. You've got 30 seconds on the clock. Say pass if you don't know. And we can only accept each answer the once, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Jess. R for reward. All right, you've got this. First question, here we go. Name a piece of jewellery. Name an overseas city.
Rio de Janeiro.
Name a retail brand.
Rebel Sport.
Name a common Asian food.
Rice.
Name an American music artist.
Rihanna.
Name a shade of blue.
Royal blue.
Name a brand of car.
Pass it.
Pass.
Name an NRL team.
The Roosters.
Oh, give me that. You're doing very well there. You're flying through. Well done. 2, 4, 3, 7 right. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well done. Oh, you poor thing. You did sound so nervous. For a brand of car, you could have had a Renault.
Renault.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Or a Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce.
It's confusing because it's spelt Renault, but said yeah. Renault. You know? So
she doesn't know that.
Hey, good stuff, though, if you get on for the Lucky Dip Edition. You get a prize, and we got the prize room right now. Abby, please tell us what has Jess won.
One of my favourite places. You've just got a dinner voucher to go to Spaghetti House, a family-run modern Italian...
Trattoria.
Thank you. Serving rustic Italian fare now to be enjoyed at home as well. You can visit spaghettihouse.com.au. They've been doing deliveries as well, so...
Spaghetti House to your house.
Thank you.
Good one.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, this is Brianna.
Last time we spoke to her was when she was here for R&B Friday Live. Oh, actually, no, the last time would have been as we were walking on stage. She was walking off. And we're like, hey. She was like, hey, I've just done a lot of work, so
I need
to have a drink.
She was very nice.
No, she needed a drink. Mm. Brandy.
But I did say hi, though, right?
You did say hi. You were lovely.
Doesn't that feel like
me to not say hi?
Unless I had a bad show
and didn't want to show my face.
No, you were delightful. But doesn't that feel like a lifetime ago now that you were able to fly to Australia and perform?
You know what? It doesn't feel like a lifetime ago. It feels very recent, actually, because that's like the last place that I've been, like, actually on a plane and got a chance to just, you know, feel like the great atmosphere out there. Like, I love it out there. So it feels pretty recent, and I'm holding on to it because I haven't been any other place since I've been there. So shout out to you guys for being such an awesome just place to be, and fans, and just the love there is unreal. So,
do you have a first gig that you're going to be performing in new music? You've got a new song out, Baby Mama. Have you got something in mind of where you're going to perform it live for the first time?
Probably online.
Yeah, all right.
I've already done a couple of performances online, but I think the next few steps, just with releasing a new album in July, the end of July, July 31st, I believe it is, and just coming up with ways to interact with the fans. I'm thinking of something creatively to do online, because that's as much as we can do right now.
Now, is it true that it's hitting the world very hard? You know some people that have actually had the coronavirus and gotten better?
Yes, and it definitely gotten better, you know, thank God. And like I said before to the producer, that my prayers go out to the people who did not come through it, and just what it's just done to the world in general. It just makes everybody feel afraid and uncertain, and I just hate to see people in that space and that state of mind. But like anything, we always come through, don't we? We always pull through, you know, whatever is thrown at us, we make it through. So hopefully that can be the same with this.
Here in Australia, we have done really well with getting the numbers down, and I guess we have been watching what the rest of the world is doing, but we're still having this debate about whether we keep things open or we shut it down. And of course, it's everyone's got a different opinion of whether we need to help out the economy or shut it down and keep everyone safe. Is it still conflicting over there with people?
Yes, I believe it's conflicting. It's conflicting everywhere, you know. I just heard that, you know, a place opened up a beach and it was like 10,000 people that went in that have to go now and go back and get tested all over again because it was so many people and you just never know. So I just don't know if it's safe, you know, all the way for us. But again, I think that, you know, we'll pull through. We just need to be patient. I think that's the hard part is being patient and just waiting until we can really get safe and feel safe everywhere we go. That's going to take a little bit of time.
Something else I'd like to throw at you, because I was a huge fan of the TV show Moesha. And
thank you.
It was great work, and it ran for ages. A lot of these TV shows, like we just saw The Nanny get together for a Zoom Skype recasting, like a reunion show. A lot of this old stuff is coming back. Would you guys be willing to all get together and do that again?
I would love to. We actually had a reunion on a show here called The Real, And it was just great to see everybody in the space that they were in. And, you know, we all just, it just seemed like the chemistry and the love just never left. So I would love to actually do a reboot would be, you know, ideal. I think that would be an awesome story, especially because Moesha ended on such a cliffhanger. And so many of the fans that watched, you know, feel like we didn't answer a lot of the questions that they want to know. So I would love to answer those questions and just maybe do like a documentary of us getting all back together and seeing how that would work. I'm really interested in doing something like that. I think it would be great.
Well, the Nanny get-together happened after we spoke to the star of the Nanny,
Mr. Sheffield.
We spoke to him and said that you should do it. So now we've spoken to you and brought it up. You have to kick it off, Brandy.
Yeah, I got to kick it off. I got to do what y'all are telling me to do. Yeah.
All right, now stick around, Brandy. More with you when we come back. We're going to play your song, Baby Mama, right now. And I have something I've read about you that has just blown my mind.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Hey, this is Brandy.
Brandy, I don't read a lot of gossip, and that's why really old news.
Well, this is the thing. I know, he's got so excited, Brandy. Really? He keeps throwing out facts about you all morning that he's just found out, so I apologise in advance.
Super old news really excites me, because I'm like, how did I never know this, right?
Old news excites you.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And I never knew Kim Kardashian was your assistant at one point.
Kim Kardashian was not my assistant. She was my best friend. And Khloe Kardashian, who was also one of my dear friends, she assisted me. I just don't like to say assistant. But
yeah, right. No, yeah. I know. Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
They were, we met through a producer at the time. Kim was married to a producer that I had worked with. And that's how we met. And we hit it off right away. And, you know, she just was always a sweet person, and, you know, and then things happened, things changed, and, you know, her and my brother started dating, and that got weird for me as a friend.
Well, this is the old news that excited me, because I didn't even know your brother was Ray J, Brandy. My mind is melting.
That's really old news. Like, you're so addicted to old news, you didn't know Ray J was my brother.
How long has he been your brother for, Brandy?
Ray J has been my brother. 39 years.
Shut up. Really?
I shouldn't have even answered that question.
God, how strange all of that must have been for you, you poor thing.
Oh, well yeah, because, I mean, number one, Ray J is my blood, my brother, and then Kim was my very best friend. And, I, you know, you want to see people, you know, stay together and make it, and sometimes that doesn't happen. But, you know, they went their separate ways, and it seems like they're in good places, both of them. So I wish them both the best, but, you know.
Yeah. Did you have
sometimes
to...
I miss Kim, you know.
Oh, yeah. Because did you have to try and support the relationship at first?
Well, yeah, I was very supportive of the relationship, but, you know, it kind of gets awkward because you don't want to be in the middle of it, and I don't like to choose sides and things like that. So it kind of got interesting for me as a friend, and I just said to Ray J, stop, don't date no more of my friends, okay? My friends are off limits, because it's definitely difficult, but, you know. I'll try, it's life.
Between now and the next 10 years, I'll try and keep up on it, Brandy, so I don't have to bring up old stuff for you again when we chat, you know, down the track.
You know, you threw me off guard with the Kim thing. People don't really ask me about our friendship like that, so that was kind of, that was new. I'm glad I was media trained.
Now, you did homeschooling for a little while as well, and I mean, we're all here in Australia and all around the world, we're homeschooling people for the first time, and, you know, we're all complaining about having our kids at home. But for your family, it was just the norm for a little while.
It was a norm, and it wasn't so much homeschool as it was I went to school on set, but I've been homeschooling my daughter for the last 2 years, and that definitely is different. And I know that it's a little bit harder on parents nowadays to have to do that, you know. But I mean, like anything, we adjust, and, you know, we want the best for our children, you know, and so we do what we have to do to keep them going, keep them striving. But it's definitely different and new, I know, for everybody that has to do it now.
I bet you're doing extra music classes. Because I did extra sport when I was homeschooling, like go outside and just run around.
Yeah,
I guess, because your daughter loves music.
Again,
Were you doing...
Yeah, my daughter loves music, which is one of the reasons why I started homeschooling her around the 11th grade. But now she's a graduate. She graduated high school the other day. Wow. We did a whole, you know, virtual graduation for her. So, you know, I'm just so excited for her, just her future, her college future, and then also for her music. So music is definitely an everyday thing. We have a studio here at the house, and she really is into her music and her songwriting. So I'm in full support of that.
What's graduation age in America?
She's 17.
As Australia.
She's 17, yes.
Because we're trying to work out, because the school year is different, because we normally start in January and finish in December. But we've seen like a lot in America are missing their graduation because it would have been around this time.
Yeah, they are. But like, I feel so bad because she didn't get a chance to just, you know, have a normal graduation where she could be with her classmates and, you know, but we did what we could. Yeah. We're just blessed to, you know, be alive and together. And so we try not to take anything for granted. So that wasn't a complaint. That's you know.
Well, the class of 2020 will be remembered a very long time.
That's true.
You know, this is part of history. As bad as it is now, she's part of history.
Well, they can have their proms in a couple of years' time.
Well, wow. Hey, great to talk to you this morning, Brandy. Your new single
is... Great to talk to you guys, too.
It's out with Chance the Rapper. It's a great song. It's called Baby Mama.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. We'll hopefully see you at R&B Friday Live soon.
You will, because I love Australia, so I'll be back soon, I promise.
And we'll make sure we give you a couple of breaths before we chat to you when you come off stage next time.
Okay. Shout out to all the baby mamas out there. Have a good morning, okay?
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Maddie, you love your hair so much. It's iconic. That's why you had to get rid of Osher, because you didn't want the competition.
The hair fight.
It was. I saw you guys in the bathroom before. It's my gel. No, it's my gel.
If you ever caught him napping, he would snip a bit off.
No, the jealousy.
Yeah.
Now, you've got good
excuse
hair.
Me, don't you? I've lent you and got you out of many hair gel binds when
you
went
shorter. I've never had short hair before. I don't know how to deal with it. But you would style your hair more than I do.
Well, see, I can't start a show in the morning without... styling my hair. I come in flathead, and then after our meeting, if I don't have my hair done when we're on the air, I don't feel like I've got my mojo.
Even you're at home and you've done it.
That's right.
Appreciate
it. But you guys always plug who you go and see.
Tony.
Great barber.
Mm. Yeah, and for free haircuts. And look, he's a great guy, and he's always posting photos that you guys go there, right?
Yes. Mm.
Yep. So you said to us the other day, he told you...
Let Tony tell the story. Tony texted me on the weekend.
Yeah. All right.
And what he texted me, my tires were just pumped up.
Tony.
Tony.
What happened?
Mate, so I'm working in the salon, just hanging out, doing my thing.
Yep.
And I get a phone call. And this guy rings up, oh, hey, mate, what are your hours on Thursday, Friday? I just want to bring the young fella in for a haircut. And I'm like, oh, mate, we're here 8 till 6. And I'm like, you know, both days are pretty, you know, we're booked up a little bit, but I'll get you in. What time are you thinking? He's like, oh, no, I just want to know the opening hours. I'll give you a call back when I know a bit more. I'm like, okay, no problem. Calls me an hour later. Hey, mate, it's me again. What about Saturday? What do you have on Saturday? I'm like, yeah, man, 8 till 5, still got some times. What do you need? No, just leave it with me. I'll call you back. I'm like, okay, no dramas.
That's he calls me back. At this point.
Well, now it just feels like you're trying to sell your opening hours. But
literally, I'm like, I'm trying to convert this guy. Now it's a thing, right? He rings me back again, a third time, an hour later again. I'm like, man, this guy is so keen. He's like, all right, we've locked it in. 4 p.m. Thursday. I'm like, all right, done. Fantastic. What's the young man's name? This, that. We lock him in. Great. Done. Thursday, he calls me at midday. Hey, mate, really sorry. I can't get there. What about Saturday?
You've got to tell him the good bit now. You've got to tell him the bit when he finally comes in. This is the part that pumped up the tyres.
So he cruises in. The young fella sits down. He hasn't had a haircut in like 3 months. Pulls out this A4 piece of paper that's been folded up like 6 times.
Yeah.
And it's like an unveiling. Maddie's head is the size of the A4 paper. Like, it's a zoomed in. I'm even in the photo. I've been cropped out. They don't even want to know about me. It's all side profile, sculpted Matty Acton. I'm like, Matty Acton, the superstar. I yell out to Luke, my head tattoo artist here. I'm like, have a look at this handsome rig. And he goes, is that Liam Hemsworth after he broke up with
Tony?
Come on, Tony. Come on, mate.
Hey, so wait a minute. How old was this guy that got the haircut? How old was the son?
I think he's like 10, 11 years old.
The 10, 11 year old got the 10 Maddie.
10, 11 wanted to get Maddie's haircut.
Well, we wanted to draw the beard on too, but he wasn't keen.
Was it difficult to do it after having done so many stabs?
Look, I've got to tell you, you know what? It's refreshing to not have that kind of pressure to, you know, to produce such a quality haircut.
Tony, I don't know if Stav still does it, but he used to go in with a photo of Brad Pitt's haircut to hairdressers. Has he done that to you? Because that's what he says he wants to look like.
Well, he just said he wants Brad Pitt to look like him.
Thank you, Tony.
When he comes in.
Yeah, Brad Pitt and the Glorious Bastards, to be
fair. What you're all saying here is I am the Brad Pitt of Brisbane.
No, you're the new Brad Pitt, Matty.
There's
no way going I said in that.
And saying, here, this guy, and he didn't even know I was on the radio. He just liked the look of me.
So Luke actually asked him, he's like, oh, do you guys listen to their show in the morning stuff? And they're like, what show?
You're like Jennifer Aniston. Looking. You're Jennifer Aniston.
Tony, what about if this was a thing? Would you do the Maddie Acton haircut? Like, if anyone wanted the hair now.
We need to make it a thing.
Would you do a free Maddie Acton haircut?
I'd encourage it.
I'm not sure we can take that many phone calls. Can we?
No, 131060, if you want to get the Maddie Acton haircut, if you look at his hair and you go, I want that hair, I mean, you've obviously got to have long hair to have that.
Yeah, the bouffant.
The bouffant thing that you do.
Yeah.
And the jawline, I mean, you've got to have the jawline
to
really set it off.
They're not going to look as sculpted as you, Maddie, but, you know, we'll do what we can, mate.
But, yeah, 131060, and Tony will give you a free Maddie Acton haircut. I want them all lined up, social distancing, of course, and just see if we could get how they look. Which one pulls off the Maddie Acton better?
If you want the Brad Pitt of Brisbane haircut, 131060, guys, give us a call. Tony there in Barbara Inc. He'll sort you out. Good stuff. So there you go, guys. Finny can get one.
He didn't tell me he was a 10-year-old.
Yeah, he missed that part out, didn't he? Yeah.
I wouldn't have cared. That doesn't matter.
A 10-year-old who didn't know who you were either.
No, he just thought I looked good.
You just told me that was the part that was the best.
Okay.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Can you make a hotline ring?
You can ask us anything. 131060 is our number. We did say we're desperate, and yeah, we are. We like to hear from you. Last calls. Anything you want to talk about, you can. Stacey in Slacks Creek, what do you want to say?
Hi, how you going?
Good.
So for my 30th, I wanted to go skydiving, but with coronavirus, I had to cancel that and my party and everything. And then they called me later saying, oh, we're open, but then they were closed again. And then I saw on their Instagram yesterday that they were open. So I was like, oh my God, I'm going to do this. So I called them. I messaged my friend, who she's not particularly thrilled to be doing the skydive.
Yeah, she was excited it got cancelled.
Yeah, like every time she's like, oh, that's great. I'm like, sorry. Fine, do it. So I booked it. And then my friend messaged. She's like, wait, we can't. Like, borders are closed. So I called back the lady from the skydive place. And I was like, look, can I cancel that? Like, I'm in Queensland. She's like, so did you forget the borders were closed? And I felt so dumb. I was like, well, no, I didn't forget. But, like, I just got really excited. Like, third time lucky, it's happening.
So are you getting your money back or what's happening?
Well, I said this time, can I just put it on hold instead of, like, making a date? So it's on hold, but I don't know if my friend, you know, is ready to do it for the fourth time.
She's got a lot of time to think about it. Stav loves skydiving. You can ask him to go with you.
I've been a few times.
Yeah. But you last time you dropped $10,000 over Brisbane.
Yeah.
No, a mistake.
Yeah.
Stacey didn't respond, so I guess she's holding out to hope that her friend might want to do it. So, Michael, in Goodna, what do you want to say during last calls?
Yeah, how are you guys?
Good.
Good, huh?
That's the way. Maddie, I've got a bit of a bone to pick with you, mate.
Better now, Michael.
Another day, another person.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Just with your crappy Broncos predictions, mate, and just your predictions in general.
Surprising.
Aaron, good run.
Oh, yeah, right.
I said the footy would come back. The footy came back last night.
That's the
only prediction you got.
Yeah.
That is true. You did say that I was going to be able to go and see my family in July. I've cancelled those flights.
That's on you. You cancelled them.
Oh, you think I should have kept it open? You can't. We're not allowed to travel.
And last night you said that the Broncos would win by 6.
Did I? I don't remember ever saying about a score.
Yeah, how'd that go for you, Matty?
Let me just confirm that. Hang on, I've got a tape here.
Going
to
win.
Flat out. Broncos. Oh. All the way.
What's that point spread?
I reckon there'll be 6 in it.
Okay.
Close one. Okay.
A converted try.
Well,
all right. So,
if
my question.
Listen carefully.
Yeah. My question for you, Matty, is who do you have tonight with the Cowboys, Titans, and Roosters, Rabbits? So I can go against them.
You can go against them. Yeah. Way to go.
Well, I just want to say, I didn't actually, that's my fault because I said there'd be six in it, a converted try, and a converted try.
You said they'd win outright.
No, I said the converted try was all Broncos scored last night, so I should have said that they will win.
Do you feel that you can not make predictions? Do you feel like you have it? I know you're a bit more of a statement guy. You like doing, you know, these, but do you think you can refrain?
No, you know that.
You do say in that audio that they will win and there will be 6 points in it.
There'll be six in it.
He was edited wrong.
Like, yeah,
no,
true.
God. Okay.
I would say Cowboys will win.
Mm-hmm.
Titans will lose, but everyone knows the Titans will lose. That one,
right,
that so one
Titans
I'm confident
in. And who do you have for Roosters, Rabbits?
I reckon the Roosters.
All right, so Rabbits.
Thanks, Michael. Watch
Belinda,
this space on Monday.
In Paddington, what do you want to say? Last calls.
Morning, guys. I just need some help with my dating life.
Mm.
So I've just gone on a date with a guy, literally first date one time, and I've realized that he is a triple texter. And, like, not even in the fact that he breaks up his conversations into texts, but he will, like, text 3 to 4 separate conversations throughout the day. And I'm finding hard because I'm not a texter myself. I'd much rather a call, even though that'd be kind of weird because it's still new. But it's just, it's a lot. And
it's
he'll be like,
it's needy,
is it cute and something that I have to accept for the dating
if
world
you
now?
You completely love them and you're like besotted. You know that person where you go on a date and you're just like, I could have planned our wedding in our head.
Yeah.
I think that way you can put up with it. But if you're like, I like him and things are going well, but they're still sort of on trial. And then you got those three conversations. You're like, which one do I reply back to? And it's not exciting getting the text.
Exactly. It's a lot. It's just a lot.
If you don't reply, would he notice and do even more?
Well, I've kind of tried to start doing that, and now he's replying, laughing, kind of going, ha-ha, you're not texting.
So
get the picture. Chill out a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Would a guy, here's a question to you guys then. Would a guy deal with it well if you go, no, I really like you, it just comes across as a bit needy? Could she write that back or he would?
No, not a chance.
Well, how
I would not say needy. Maybe say, hey, I really like you, but I'm not big on the text. I don't text as much as
you. And do you reckon you'd get that? Try that, Belinda. Just say, hey, I really like you. I'm not very good on the text. Look forward to seeing you again.
Yeah. I'm more of a face-to-face person, you know?
Me too.
No, I mean, you say that to him, Belinda.
Okay.
But then don't whinge when he rocks up at your house and knocks on the door.
Yeah,
like, what are you doing here?
Good luck.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
There we go. That's the podcast. Bye.
Bye.
So once upon a time, right?